And I love state radio. That's the only thing to do it. Like, there's nobody. State radio. And I said it. Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Dirty Money, Young Money, The Mistress.
DJ Khaled throwing down the big dog Pitbull Trevor Squadron, aka the Beat Nova King, aka we the best. Spate Magazine, Spate TV, and all that. We the best, man. Who we? Spate Magazine, Spate TV, and all that. Spate Magazine, Spate TV, and all that.
Maybe I came on too strong. Maybe I waited too long. Maybe I played my cards wrong. Ooh, just a little bit wrong. Baby, I apologize for it. I could fall or I could fly. Here in your aeroplane, I could live or I could die. Give my all, jumping in harder than 10,000 rocks on the lake. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. Don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know before I dive right into you. You're a mystery. I've traveled the world, but there's no other boy like you. What's your history? Do you have a tendency to lead some people on? 'Cause I heard you do. I could fall or I could fly. Give my all, lie awake every day. Don't know how much I could take. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. Don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. Just let me know the truth. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. Don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. Let me know the truth before I dive right into you. Before
what up? We back. Spate Radio King here. And I have a beautiful young lady on the line by the name of Niaja Chanel.
Hello.
So for the people that are hearing about Niaja Chanel for the first time, maybe give them a little rundown of where you're from and, you know, what you do.
Well, y'all. My name is My Age is Chanel. I am from upstate New York, a small town called South Oldsburg. I'm a hip-hop soul artist. I'm 22 years old. I started singing when I was 4 years old, but I took it professionally serious when I was about 20 years old. One of my good friends, he had got me started within, you know, the music industry. So from there, I'm here now.
Okay. All right. So do you come from a musical family background?
Of some sort, yes. My dad, he's a DJ, and, you know, once upon a time, he was a rapper, too. But other than that, you know, my uncle, he had a church. He had, at his church, I started there and singing and stuff like that. But that's as far as music goes, I would say.
Okay.
Everybody's so athletic in my family, so.
Okay.
I don't think a lot of them tuned into music like that.
Okay, so what was the first song you wrote? Do you remember? Think back a little bit.
The first song I wrote was My Hip. Shout out to Edison, because I was in the studio, and the guy named Edison, he had heard me because I was singing a hook for one of my friend's songs. And he was just like, why don't you take singing seriously? And I'm like, I never thought about it, you know? Like, I don't need to sing in the church. I never thought about actually taking it on as a career. So he was just like, look, we'll put 3 hours, and you make your first song, and you record it, and then see where it takes you. So I said, cool, and I made my song, My Hip. It's not out, but it's on my SoundCloud. But I made that, and I was just able to rock with that, you know, kind of for a little bit at starting off my career. And then, you know, following up with that, I had my song Do It Like That.
Okay. So, like, when you... write a song. I know, like, I've talked to so many different singers, and everybody has, like, their thing. Like, some people have to take the beat home, and they gotta write. It takes them, like, a day or two, and then some people can just drop something right there in the studio. So, like, how do you work?
Really? I just go off the vibe. I mean, I can write a song. Like, I can write... It depends on what it is. Like, if I'm inspired by something, I feel like I can make something really fast. What I'll normally do is, like, if I hear a beat that I like, I'll just, you know, find the melody to it first, and then I'll, like, get the words in between. And then, like, if it's a feature, like, it'll take me, like, 30 minutes to write down a hook or something like that for the feature. But for a song, it'll probably take me about a good day just to get the structure down, because shout out to my management, shout out to my brand manager, Jada. He had helped me with writing how to structure my song.
Because,
you know, when I first started, I didn't know how to write, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't think I was going to take it as a serious career. But now, you know, now I have to write with the structure and stuff like that. So, yeah, it doesn't take me that long. I would say I'm about a day to write a full song.
Okay. Do you need motivation? Like, if you're in a relationship and, like, something happens, does that motivate you to write the song faster?
You could say something like that. Like, I really do write off of experiences and stuff like that. That's why I find my most inspiration. Off of experience, if I'm just feeling the vibe, like sometimes I listen to a beat and, you know, I'll think about what the beat, how, like what the feel of the beat, and then I'll write to the feel. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't even have to be a certain motivation. It could just be just the feeling, just what it seems to me to convey. So.
Okay. All right. So, you know, when it comes to collaborating, do you collaborate with other female artists and stuff like that?
I have collaborated with female artists on a song called Niggas Do Cheat. I had Rosetta Marie on, and I had Journey put a verse down on one song. But unfortunately, I haven't had a lot of female artists. I would love to. I'm very open to female artists collaborations. But so far, those have been the only two.
Okay. So do you feel like females support each other when it comes to, like, the music business and stuff? Because you really don't see a lot of females collaborating, but when it comes to, like male artists, you see them, like, they'll create a group, like, you know, they'll do, like, a whole EP together, and you don't really see that a lot with females. Am I right, or?
You're very right. I mean, I used to, you know, back in the day when you go back, you would see the, you know, old school music. But unfortunately, you're completely right. Not a lot of female artists are collaborating. And sometimes I feel like, you know, unfortunately, sometimes women feel like they're in competition, you know, and everybody wants to be that one, you know, that popping artist, you know. But I'm hoping that, you know, within my style, that I can help contribute to the music industry. I would love to do more collaborations, you know, because woman power is best. So I would definitely love to contribute that. I would love to make an EP, you know, with an artist, with a female artist at that. That would be dope, you know? I think that's the beauty about music is that if it's not being done, then you can do it. You know what I'm saying? If something's lacking in the area, you know, within your craft, you can figure out a way to help contribute to what's missing, you know? So hopefully down the road, I'll be able to, you know, get with a female artist and make some magic.
Yeah. And I know you go to, like, events and you talk about empowering women, right? Like, with education and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've done that before?
Speak about women empowerment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that. I would say, like, midway of the start of my career, I had got nominated for an award at a women's power event. Mm-hmm. I actually had two events that I did. I performed there, and I was able to receive my award. And just to be surrounded by women who are contributing to the community and stuff like that, it just really showed me that there's more to life. You know, it's more to what I have going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the only person that's got something going on. It's a lot of hardworking women that's around me. And from that event, I was able to see and being able to network and, you know, talk about ideas with them that I never had conversations about before.
Yeah.
And I was, yeah, you know, like, I was, different opportunities were able to come out of that situation. So, I've had two events. Hopefully more are coming about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay. I love that. I love that event. That was so cool.
Okay, that's what's up. But, you know, I was speaking of, like, women empowerment and, like, body images and stuff like that. I was watching this music video and I kind of noticed that, you know, not all artists, but a lot of female artists, they're, like, getting their bodies done, like fake boobs and, like, butt implant, or not butt implants, but they're, like, they're doing something to make their bodies bigger. And how do you feel about that? How do you feel, like, you know, I don't want to name names because I don't want to blow nobody up, but a lot of people in the top Billboard charts, they have fake body parts. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I don't feel any kind of way. I just feel like whatever makes you happy, you know, at the end of the day, it's about really what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would not get surgery because I'm afraid of needles. I don't like pain. So I wouldn't be a contributor to that. But I feel like at the end of the day, it's really about what you want. What, you know, because you never know what that person may be going through, or maybe they were bullied about, you know, not having a certain enhancement, and, you know, and they have the opportunity to be able to afford it. So I say, why not? Like, you know, if you have the money and, you know, if that's truly what you want to do, then go ahead, because it's not my body, it's your body. So whatever makes you happy, I'm cool with that. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, you know, sometimes you'll see an artist, you know, like on Instagram, and, you know, people will be in the comments like, you're fake. You got fake this and you got fake that. And do you ever get like those type of comments, you know, like when you post something like a video or a picture, like those hate comments?
Yeah, I haven't gotten the hate comments towards that. I had ran in while I was having a conversation with someone, and they're like, "Oh, your butt looks fake. Did you get them?" And you know, I took it as a joke, but honestly, you know, I'm not really offended because, like, I know it's real. You know what I'm saying? And I know myself. I know that I would not get surgery for that. Like, just because I just don't like pain. I don't like needles, you know? So that kind of stuff, I know for myself that that's not true. So those kind of comments really wouldn't affect me because I know the truth. And then if someone doesn't believe it, then, you know, unfortunately, that's just their opinion. That's up to them. I can't change it, but, you know, just speak my truth. But, no, I haven't had any hate comments yet.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I don't wish that on you. I just was wondering because I wanted to find out how you felt about that. That's all. But I don't wish that on anybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, we talked about the female collab thing. Is there what female artists, you know, that's out right now, would you want to collab with as far as like an EP or something like that? Like a dream collab.
Oh, my God, it's so long. I would honestly love to collaborate with Brandy.
Okay.
I would like to collaborate with her, SZA, Ari Lennox, Summer Walker. They're really like my go to. You know, those are really like my vibes. So.
Yeah, Summer Walker's album is dope.
Oh, I love it. I love literally. The first day her album came out, I was screaming the whole thing. Like, I still am listening to it, but I was stuck on it for, like, 3 weeks just playing just that. I wasn't playing anything else. I was just playing just that.
Wow.
Because I appreciated that album and her first album. I love both of them. And it just showed her range and everything that she could do, you know what I'm saying? It showed different styles there. So I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, how many albums does she have? Do you know?
I want to say two, but I'm not sure. Like, I'm not for sure, but the two that I heard, it's the newest one, and then the oldest one, I forgot what it's called, but I love it. I love every song on it. I forgot what it's called, though. But okay. I know it has Speak Down in there, Smart Water, all that good stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the dive video that's going to premiere on Spade Hip Hop News at 12 a.m. What's the concept behind the song Dive? Like, I you know, for the people that haven't heard it.
The concept behind the song Dive is just about, you know, say situations that I'm pretty sure many people have felt when dealing with someone that they're interested in or, you know, falling in love with. Of course, there's insecurities, you know, whether it be upon just, you know, my instance or from a male's instance.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows how, you know, like, you never really know what's going on with the person you love or falling in love with. You never know who this person that they might be entertaining in their life, you know, and you're there. So it's kind of like you're kind of in a battle between, should I let go because I think and I see other things that I don't agree with, or should I just, you know, stick to it and know my truth?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what it conveys. And, you know, towards the end of the video, you see I made a decision, you know, to put my insecurities to the side and, you know, just take a dive in and just trust love. So.
Okay, so, and you wrote that song?
No, I didn't write it. It's a cover to Ed Sheeran. I did a rendition to it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All
right,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, you did
Ed Sheeran.
You did another cover too, right?
I did a whole EP full of covers.
Oh, And what's the name of it?
It's called The Idol EP. It's on SoundCloud and Audio Mac. I did about four cover songs. I did one Nicki Minaj, Ed Sheeran, of course, Lil Wayne, Queen Naija, and also Sabrina Claudio.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. And I told Ditto one time I was walking out of my building, and the janitor in the building, he was playing your song when I was walking out the building. And I was like, I said to him, I was like, yo, you know, what are you listening to? Because I, you know, I didn't want to say anything. So, and he said, oh, I'm listening to Ed Sheeran. And when he said he's listening to Ed Sheeran, I was like, well, that's Niaja that he's playing. So he must have.
Wow.
He must have been listening to a Ed Sheeran playlist, and then your song came on.
Yeah, that, oh my God, when I heard that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it's just so crazy where life can really take you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And who thinks about, you know, being on one of a top artist, you know, kind of playlist, and I just think it's dope that you really never know who's listening.
Yeah, you
know
what don't.
I'm saying? That's why it's so important that, you know, you do the best you can on a record.
Yeah.
Because that really, honestly, it made, like, it was just, like, so shocking to me. Because I'm like, what? Oh, my God, what?
Yeah, I was shocked too. I was like, I know Ditta's going to be happy when I call him and tell him this.
Yeah, someone else, they had told me that, my song was playing on Drake's playlist. So I was like, oh my God, this song must be, you know, having some traction to it because it's now on two artist playlists. So I'm like, oh my God, I hope this keeps going.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm very appreciative of that because I'm like, wow, you know, thanks. Shout out to the janitor who was listening. Shout out to you. I appreciate you because... That is dope. I just need videos now. Videos. I can post it on my page for anyone who is showing love or listening to one of my songs.
Yeah.
And stuff. So.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But you have any new shows coming up that you might want to tell people about?
I don't believe I have any shows this week. Let me see. I'm not really sure my next one is good.
Okay. Hello? Did we lose you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm on mute. I don't know what you heard, but I'm not really sure of what my next show is. Because, you know, every day something changes. For all of you guys who are listening out there, if you want to know what my next show is, check out my website, www.NiajaChanelMusic.com. On my website, I have all my shows there that you can find me at, all my music, photos, merchandise, all that stuff. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and also my social media account.
Okay. So they can, on Instagram, you're Niaja Chanel, right?
Yeah, Niaja_Chanel_.
Okay. All right, so we're running out of time. So is there anything you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
I would like to say thank you to everyone who is tuning in and listening. Thank you guys so much. I also want to say please pre-save my new single. It's coming out December 6th. The song is called You. Make sure you save that, and when it comes out, listen to it. Let me know your feedback. Make videos. Send it to me. Follow me on all my social media accounts. Niaja_Chanel_ is for Instagram. Twitter, Niaja_Chanel_ is for Twitter. And Facebook @itsNiajaChanel. And also, I want to shout out my team. My management team. Shout out Ditta, Mike Books, Creative Soul for Entertainment. I want to shout out my promo team. Shout out you, Spagazine. Anton King, thank you so much.
No problem.
For having me.
No
shout
problem.
Shout out my hair sponsor, Big Girl Import. Shout out Edison and shout out Blackout. And shout out everybody who is supporting me. So I just want to say thank you guys so much.
That's what's up. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you taking the time to call us. And you're welcome anytime, you know, when you got something dropping.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. Please watch the dive video.
Yes.
We need that.
Yes.
Let back too.
Yes, the dive video dropping tonight, 12 a.m. Make sure you check it on spadehiphopnews.com. And we're going to get out of here. And also, make sure you check, you can check out this interview anytime on spaderadio.com. And we out.
Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.